The following message is brought to you by Charles L. King, Jr., pastor of First Baptist Church, West College Hill. If you need additional information, visit firstbaptistchurchwch.org.
Which is amazing, because that leads into the message. Because if we're not careful, we'll hear so much going on in and around the world. All we hear is the noise of the world. And we'll forget to take some time to hear from God, to remind us that I'm still the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Turn with me now to the book of Mark, Mark chapter 1. Turn with me now to the book of Mark, Mark chapter 1. I'm going to read verses 35 through verses 37. I encourage you, please, ma'am, and please, sir, to keep your Bibles open to follow along in the text, as well as other scriptures that we'll make reference to. If you're physically able to stand, I'm going to ask that you please do so, not only those of you who are here in the sanctuary, but to those of you who are online. Of course, I always like to remind you of what the scripture says, because it's not just you standing for me. But Nehemiah 8 and 5 says that Ezra opened the book in the sight of all the people. And when he opened it, the verse says that all the people stood up. Mark chapter 1, verses 35 through verse 37. I'll be reading from the New King James Version of the Bible. It says, "Now in the morning, having risen a long while before daylight, he went out," he is Jesus. "He went out and departed to a solitary place, and there he prayed." Again, we're talking about Jesus. "And Simon and those who were with him searched for him. And when they found him, they said to him, 'Everyone is looking for you.'" I'm going to fix it in a minute. While you're still standing, before we introduce the text, let me ask you, have you noticed the amount of noise in our lives? Come on, somebody. There are a million and one things vying for our attention: television, radio, cell phones, email, laptops, billboards, ads, and every time you open up a web browser, the news, social media, etc., etc. And it all seems to be shouting at us and demanding our attention. Trouble is, however, is that there's so much noise, it seems we can't hear God. Life is not meant to be full of endless activities and busyness. There are some times, my brothers and my sisters, when we need to steal away and spend some personal time with God to be refreshed. So the question is, how do we manage all the noise that seems to be getting louder and louder every day? I mean, here we are 2 days before the most critical and pivotal presidential election in our nation's history, an election that will determine the direction of our country's future. We're still in the midst of a global pandemic, one that's not rounding the curve, but U.S. coronavirus cases are breaking global daily records, and experts are warning that it's only going to get worse. Total number U.S. COVID-19 cases have now reached over 9.2 million. The U.S. death toll from the pandemic now has exceeded 230,000 thousand and rising daily. Other issues include the economic recession, racial justice, climate, education, health care, criminal justice, and immigration. So much noise that people are wondering, where is God? God has sent me here today to remind you and me. God has said, I haven't moved. You just got too much noise in your life. So on this first Sunday of November, it is November the 1st. Some of you all didn't think we would get here. There's some folk who wanted to skip this, which means we would skip our blessing. November the 1st, 2020, with your prayers and by the aid of the Holy Spirit, we want to consider the subject. It's a thought. Silence manages noise. I'm going to fix it. While it's always good to be in the midst of corporate worship, while it's always good even online, those of you who are online and excited to be in the midst of even the virtual service with a number of people, the truth and the fact of the matter still is, we got to make sure that we get a word from the Lord for ourselves. Come on, somebody. And that's why we pray that prayer that we pray corporately, but it's a personal prayer. So I want you all to repeat this prayer after me. Father, open my eyes so I can see your truth. Open my ears so I can hear your voice. Open my mind so I can understand your word. And open my heart so that I may receive all that you have for me. That is for me. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated in the presence of our God. Silence manages noise. Listen, my brothers and my sisters, admittedly, ever since being relegated to working from home since about mid-March this year, of course, due to the pandemic, I have found myself watching the news a lot more regularly. And I'm not just talking about the evening news, which I might typically watch when I was leaving the home to go to work and then returning home later in the evening. Now I seem to have it on running pretty much all day throughout the day from the time that I get up early in the morning until I finally go to bed later that night. I seem to be glued to the television, especially after the George Floyd killing and the protests that seemed that all ensued. Of course, I've been following this pandemic and now leading up to this presidential election. I mean, I'm going to be honest. It's a wonder, Brother John, I get any work done at all. I'm just being honest. The thing is, however, Deacon Clark, is that I've noticed some waves and some pockets within my spirit that the noise of the news and the world has been chipping away at and has been stealing some of my joy and peace. I'm talking to somebody that I realized that I needed to get them back. So I'm just being honest with you that I've had to pull back a little bit from feasting so much on the news that's filled with so much fear and speculations, fighting and meanness. I had to pull back off of that to allow my joy and my peace to start to return. The thing is, however, the noise of the world isn't only the news. It's everywhere. Like I said earlier, it's on social media, regular television, the radio, cell phones, email. Wait a minute. It's even creeping up in conversations that I'm having with friends and family. Wait a minute. Have you noticed this? Even at the gas stations, there are now commercials. Come on, somebody. At the pump. All of that demanding our attention. It's always telling us so many different things. Do this, be that, believe this, stop that, go here, go there, try this, try that. And the voices can make you feel, listen, I know it's not just me, but the voices can make you feel like you're not enough. Sometimes they make you feel like your life is not enough and that you might be missing out if you don't get that particular new thing, come on somebody, on television. If you don't have a better body, have a particular look or a style of dress, drive a particular car, live a particular lifestyle, etc. And while y'all probably just like me can't wait for the election to come, if for nothing else, for them robocalls to stop calling your phone, for your mailbox to be flooded with all of this stuff, vote for my candidate, vote for this. I know you just like me. You can't wait for the television ads to stop. But y'all know the holidays are coming. So all we're going to do is switch out one demand for another, huh? But I bet you I ain't been so much ready to hear about buying a toy and hearing about Charlie Brown Christmas like never before. I take Charlie Brown versus that. Uh-oh, watch it. Watch it, watch it, watch it. But if you're not careful and you don't walk away from this stuff every now and then just to catch a wave of some peace, it will completely destroy your sense of wholeness, your feeling of value, and it'll replace it with fear, anxiousness, and just overwhelming anxiety. So here it is in this passage. Jesus showed us how to walk away from the world. Take some time to hear truth in silence. Watch the text. Verse 35 says again, it says, now in the morning, having risen a long while before daylight, he went out and departed to a solitary place, and there he prayed. Sister Cynthia, listen, the context is that Jesus had experienced a busy day. He had a full day of ministry and healing, and it's interesting in this passage to read that Jesus withdrew from the crowds, watch this, just when he was most in demand. There were thousands, perhaps tens of thousands of people waiting for Jesus to come and heal them, to teach them, to bless them. The opportunity was great and the need was great. And the text says that Jesus was nowhere to be found. Point is this. Jesus understood that the need was endless. Yet to accomplish his purpose, to fulfill what the Father had sent him to do, he knew that he needed to be spiritually strong. And in order for us to be spiritually strong. Jesus knew that would require some regular times of prayer, meditation, rest, and recuperation. The text tells us that Jesus rose early in the morning before day, perhaps maybe around 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. And his purpose was not because he couldn't sleep. Some of y'all get up that early, but not to pray. You can't sleep. Some folk got insomnia, probably hadn't been to bed all night. But the text says he got up early in the morning, but his purpose was to spend time in prayer and preparation because he had a preaching tour that was about to take him into Galilee. By spending time in prayer and preparation, I'm talking to somebody, we need to understand that we allow the Holy Spirit to minister to us. Wait a minute. To do for us what we are unable to do for ourselves. You see, when we steal away from the pressures of life and spend time in prayer, hear the teaching. We're actually resting from our own efforts to make ourselves acceptable to God. I'm going to teach that too. We're ceasing from our vain attempts at self-righteousness. And in prayer, what we're doing is we're coming to God with open hands, suggesting that we fully understand that he doesn't need anything from us, but we need everything from him. Jesus knew. He knew that the way to connect with his Father, the source of true peace, the source of truth, when he needed the direction in his life, he knew he had to get quiet. But let me also say this to a literal Bible reader, because I know I probably got a few folk out there hanging on to everything I'm saying. And they'll say, well, Pastor King just said, I got to get up early in the morning to pray. Well, your quiet, come on somebody, does not have to happen early in the morning at dark. But not just because I say so, I got to teach the Bible. Listen, Matthew, when you have time, read it. Matthew 14, verse 23. That scripture verse tells us a different time of day that Jesus had used he had used silence to manage the noise. Listen, Matthew 14, verse 23 says this. And when he had sent the multitudes away, watch this, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. Now when evening came, there you go, he was alone there. But then let me just clear this up, because now some of y'all are all on a roller coaster. Wait a minute. First he said in the morning. Now he said in the evening. Wait a minute. Luke 5:16 simply says this, that Jesus often withdrew into the wilderness and prayed. Period. Paragraph. That's it. He often withdrew into the wilderness and prayed. Here's the point. The point that is that you want to be sure to take away from the message is that it is critically necessary for you to take some time in your day to be somewhere where you can be alone to hear God speak, even if God speaks in a whisper. But wait a minute. It's not because he won't love you if you don't teach Holy Ghost. Because we got some folk who become mechanical. They'll think that if I want God to love me, I'd better pray. No, he wants us to pray, but this isn't because he won't love you if you don't. He already died for you. That's love. No, the teaching and instruction is, it's because you need the peace that only God can give you. And you need to know that he really desires and wants to give it to you. I hope you didn't close your Bible. Watch the teaching. Travel with me now in the book of Mark, but let's go over about five chapters. So let's go down the road to Mark chapter 6. Because Mark, in his writing, has a way of reminding us that things still have not changed very much. Mark 1, Jesus is an example of the need to go and be by himself to rest and to spend time with the Lord. The disciples, of course, are running around because they see all this ministry going on, and they say, wait a minute, Jesus, everybody's looking for you. So ministry's taking place from Mark 1 through Mark 6. But look at, drop down to verses 30 and 32. Can I teach in this house? Huh? It says, then the apostles gathered to Jesus and told him all things, both what they had done and what they had taught. Watch verse 31. And he said to them, come aside by yourselves to a deserted place and rest a while. For there were many coming and going, and they didn't even have time to eat. Verse 32 says, so they departed to a deserted place in the boat by themselves. Watch this. I've been there. The disciples, watch the teaching. The disciples, in essence, were reporting into Jesus, Brother John, telling him everything that they had accomplished. Their workload was heavy, teach Holy Ghost, and the disciples seemed to enjoy the task at hand. They felt like they were accomplishing something for the advancement of the gospel, yet Jesus seemed to catch a glimpse of weariness in their voices. Now, wait a minute. Because I found, Brother Brad, Jesus' response interesting to me. Because he could have said, because quiet as is kept. A lot of times, I don't care what it is, we treat Jesus like he's our supervisor. Y'all know how y'all got to do when you got your performance reviews. You got a little folder of all your kudos. And so when they ask you to, you know, write up your pre-report of everything you've done for the year, and you got a folder of all your attaboys and all your attagirls and all of those things, those accolades. And so when they ask for it, you done ship it off to them just in case you forgot. And so quiet as is kept, sometimes we go to Jesus the same way. We praying, but we telling him everything we've done for him and accomplished, especially in the day. And really, we're looking for well done. Come on, somebody. That good and faithful servant. Jesus could have said, great job, fellas. Huh? Keep up the good work. Kudos. He could have acknowledged what they were able to accomplish. I mean, come on now, this is for real. What they were actually able to accomplish in a short period of time. But watch what Jesus says instead. He looks at them and he says, come with me. Let's go to a deserted place and rest a while. Jesus stands And in essence, he calls for a timeout. A proverbial timeout for his disciples and for himself. Listen, here's a nugget. If we begin to lose a sense of balance in our lives, here's what I mean, then the Holy Spirit is not able to effectively minister to us. Jesus understood and identified with the stress that the disciples were beginning to feel and having so much to do and so little time. But what Jesus does is he uses the opportunity to not only teach the disciples, but also leave a lesson for you and for me. That when we begin to feel overwhelmed with the cares of life, you need to call a timeout. You need to retreat to a deserted place, and while we're there to rest, the Holy Spirit can minister to us. Listen, here's another thing too. Let me just say this to my super religious folk. Because when we feel stressed out in life, don't get me wrong, Bible study is good. Prayer meeting is refreshing. Sunday school is rejuvenating. And morning worship is energizing. But we're going to have to learn how to steal away in our own secret place and space and shut the door to our prayer room. Amen. I'm talking about that place, huh? Where the pastor isn't watching. Come on, somebody. The deacons aren't listening and church members aren't impressed. We need to go to that deserted place, that solitary place where the Holy Spirit, watch this, can minister to you and you alone. You see, because there's a balance between what we need to be responsible for and what we need to rely on God for. I'll say it again. I said there's a balance between what we need to be responsible for and what we need to rely on God for. And finding this balance is an act of faith and trust. Because if we believe that all of life is a competition, that there is a limited amount of whatever it is that we're seeking, then listen, stopping to rest means getting behind and losing out on the share that you think you're supposed to get. But if we believe that it's God, come on somebody, who holds together all the possibilities and the desires to take care of our deepest needs, that trust then will allow us to simply be in God's presence and to take some time to rely on the grace and the love and the energy that we will experience because we actually took some time to spend some time with God. I want to encourage somebody. I don't know who I'm talking to. I don't know if you're here in the sanctuary. I don't know if you're online. I don't know if you'll be listening to this on the podcast. I don't know who I'm in talking to right now. But I want to encourage you, you know who you are, today to call a timeout. Call a timeout in your situation using silence to manage all the noise in your life. Sometime this week, go for a walk, wait a minute, by yourself. Take a drive by yourself. Sit in the room somewhere with the door closed. Turn off the TV, the computer. Not just shut off the alerts, turn it off. Video games, that's to my young people, maybe some of my grown people. Music, put the cell phone down, take a break. If you can break away, please, Jesus, take a break from social media, and you need to find your own wilderness and allow God to enter in. Even Jesus recognized the importance of stealing away with God. And if you think that you've got pressure in your life, think about what Jesus, come on somebody, had to face daily. He was faced with masses of people every day. People that had needs, people that were hurting, people from everywhere, all kinds of people, lepers and outcasts, the lame, the blind, etc., etc. But even Jesus was able to find necessary balance in his life. And he learned that stealing away with God could minister to all of his needs as well. Sometimes, I'm just being honest, we get so caught up in meeting the needs of everyone else that we burn ourselves out for the Lord. That's some of what I was talking about last week. And it's possible that not just you can get burned out. We painted a picture of a whole culture getting burned out. Spouses have needs. Significant others have needs. Y'all who are booed up, come on somebody, they got needs. Children have needs. Grandchildren have needs. Needs on the job. Sick and shut in all around us have needs. The church has needs, so on and so forth. But remember something I said earlier. Life is not meant to be full of endless activities and busyness. Because without a pause, your life will begin to lose its edge. So like Jesus, we have to take some time away from our busy schedules to talk with God, away from everyone and everything, away from the noise. Prayer is our most powerful source. And believe it or not, as God's own children, we are actually in a unique position to understand and utilize the gift. We have the privilege of knowing that God is ready, willing, and more than able to take care of us. Listen, as I get ready to close, if you feel frustrated, fragmented, anxious, tired and exhausted, helpless, maybe even hopeless, it's time for you, and I don't know who you are, this is the Holy Spirit talking to you. It's time for you to get alone in a solitary place and space where you can sit or just be somewhere quietly to listen to the Lord as well as talk to him. Listen, it didn't have to be an hour. It didn't have to be all morning, all afternoon, all night. Just take a few minutes to be quiet. And if it's been a little while, make today a good day. And can I tell you something? He'll actually be glad you came. Come on, somebody. But not only that, you'll be glad too. The Lord is always there when we need his help. He's there when we need comfort. He's there when we need strength. He's there when we have troubles in our life. He's there when we seem to be out of balance. All you have to do today is call for a timeout. A timeout so we can unload the burdens of this life. Time out so we can understand what's happening, not just in this life, so we can understand what's happening in our lives. Time out so we can draw closer to God and actually hear his voice. Listen, this isn't just for adults or so-called grown folk. Young people, my young adults, when you get stressed out, you too need to call a timeout. Listen, I've been saying it all day. I don't know who I'm talking to, but when you're about to cuss somebody out, whether family member, friend, neighbor, coworker, classmate, church member, or whoever, you need to call a timeout. When you feel stressed out, put out, shut out, laid out, strung out, call for a timeout. Because during your timeout, during that time where you use silence to manage the noise, during that time, guess what? When you can just stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, that's when the Holy Spirit will stop by and guess what? See about even you. Silence manages noise. To God be the glory. To God be the praise.
Thank you for listening to this message brought to you by First Baptist Church, West College Hill. If this word inspired you, please consider sharing it. We ask that you do not alter the content without permission. We invite you to firstbaptistchurchwch.org. Inquiries can be submitted at info@firstbaptistchurchwch.org. Our mailing address is 6210 Betts Avenue, Cincinnati, Ohio, 45224. Or you can call our offices at 513-681-1011. First Baptist Church, West College Hill. Reaching the world without sacrificing the message. First Baptist Church, West College Hill. Reaching the world without sacrificing the message.